This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program Dr. Harvey Karp. He is a nationally renowned pediatrician, child development and specialist, and assistant professor of pediatrics at the USC School of Medicine. He is coming to Charlottesville in just a couple of days, Thursday evening, where he will be speaking at Johnson Elementary School in the auditorium there over at the intersection of Cherry and Shamrock. This is Thursday night at 7 p.m., and I'll give you some more details on that in just a moment. Dr. Karp, how are you, sir?
Corey, thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to having you here in Charlottesville. The website is happiestbaby.com, where the New York Times, I believe, has said, move over Dr. Spock. The new Dr. Spock is Dr. Karp, and I'm curious, what is the message, the message that you think has resonated most with new parents and new caregivers when it comes to caring for their babies? The latest research and that you are bringing to the table, that you are getting out there, that is really helping families. What do you think it is that's really resonating with people?
Well, there's two things. Of course, everybody wants to do the best job they can with their kids. It's just that most of us don't have much training when it comes to that. So what I discovered when it comes to babies, I'll talk about babies and about toddlers. I'm going to speak about both of them at the Johnson Elementary School on Thursday night. But when it comes to babies, what I discovered is that babies are born with an off switch for crying and an on switch for sleep. Literally, they have a reflex that no one ever knew about before that can allow you to calm even colicky babies in minutes or seconds and help virtually any baby sleep an extra hour at night. And so that, as you can imagine, has what really has catapulted this to make it the most read book in America, parenting book in America. But actually, what's interesting about this stuff is it's a technique. You kind of learn it by watching, almost like tying your shoelaces. It's easier to learn by watching than by reading about it. So we made a DVD that teaches this to parents.
We're talking with Dr. Harvey Karp. The book is The Happiest Baby on the Block. And he's coming to Charlottesville this Thursday night. The event is free. It's open to the public. And it's at Johnson Elementary School at Cherry and Shamrock, 7 p.m. Thursday night. Dr. Harvey Karp. The website is happiestbaby.com. So take a moment and flesh that out for us, because this is research that you've been engaged in. You've been studying these babies. And when you talk about an on-off switch and the ability to get babies to sleep more, I know from my own experience with, now twins that are now almost nine, that, you know, there was there was years of sleepless nights. So what is it? What are the nuts and the bolts of the technique that you're teaching?
Well, it turns out that, you know, everyone's always known that our babies are mature when they're born. In other words, they're not like horses. They can't run the first day of life. Once they get to be 4 months of age, they're looking around, they're alert, they're ready to be responsive. But those first few months are very immature. You can think of them as being born 3 months before they're really ready for the world. And so the technique is to imitate the baby's experience inside the womb to help turn on this calming reflex. Now, on the one hand, you might say, well, that's kind of weird. I mean, if they're born, they're born. Why imitate the womb? Well, it turns out it just works. That's the reason why people go for car rides with their babies and the babies calm down, or the reason why you turn on the vacuum cleaner and the baby who's crying calms down with that. The myth in our culture is that babies cry because of gas or they cry because they're overstimulated. And actually, our babies are understimulated. Our babies are sensory deprived by putting them into a quiet room in a flat bed by themselves. When you compare it to the sensory-rich environment, to the symphony of sensations that they have inside the uterus.
We're talking with Dr. Harvey Karp. The website is happiestbaby.com, and this free event, open to the public, is Thursday night at 7 o'clock. So you recreate the sensations with which they are most familiar, that they've gotten used to for months as their awareness has come into being, literally. And what do you think are the few keys to that sensory experience that you're trying to recreate?
Well, it turns out not only have they gotten used to it, but they actually have a biological reflex, a switch that you can turn on and off by imitating the sensory experience in the womb. So for sleep, for example, the most important things are swaddling a baby, arms down, but you have to swaddle them right. You can't overheat them. You don't want them on their stomach. You don't want their head covered. There are certain ways of doing swaddling that are right and certain ways that are wrong. And also you use white noise. I recommend a CD of the womb sound that you play all night long for the first year of life. Because not only does it help all babies sleep better, but it helps them sleep through the weaning when you wean them off of the swaddling. And then it helps them sleep through teething and growth spurts and all these things that disturb sleep in the second half of the first year. So you don't have to go through crying it out, putting your baby down and just walking out of the room while they're screaming. Not for the majority of kids. I'm not saying you never do that. But the majority of kids, you can finesse it if you start early in life with the swaddling and white noise.
That is fascinating. Now, how do you explain adults like myself who continue to enjoy that white noise? I sleep with a little fan next to the bed, and I have since I was 12. I mean, you know, 30 years I've been sleeping with carrying a fan around with me, and it's specifically because I hate that complete silence when I'm trying to go to sleep. I like the white noise.
Right. Well, you know something? All of us, this is what's so unusual. In babies, in the first 4 months, 5 months, this reflex is irresistible. Once you get past 4 or 5 months, it's resistible, but it still is beneficial to us. So if you have an upset 5-year-old or your twins, your 9-year-olds, I mean, when they're really sad or upset, you might hug them and rock them and even go, sweetheart, it's going to be okay. With a 99-year-old, you would do this.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.